We published an article last year discussing Bill's use of story in his artwork. In our upcoming You Can Market Your Art course, story is one of the first topics we discuss. I attended the Lewis, Delaware Art Show last weekend. About 150 artists from all over the region displayed their work. There were so many art forms represented, it's difficult to list them all. The artists who provided visitors with a brief story about their work, by far, were the most interesting folks, at least to me. In his book, I Ain't Much Baby, But I'm All I've Got, Dr. Jess Lair writes about a simple idea. The more you open up to other people, the more they will open up to you. How better to reach out to your potential customers than by telling them your story? No one captures this idea better than John Carlton in his post, You, the Movie Version. John states that you can condense your story into three sentences. How simple would it be to post that at your next art show? There's a second story, though, you have to tell. All the paintings I purchased had stories attached to them. Everyone living on the East Coast of the United States knows the story of Hurricane Sandy. The storm affected us all in one way or another. The artist, living near the ocean, knew firsthand what that storm was like and captured it in her work. The watercolor I purchased was a simple winter scene of a farm field with geese flying overhead. This is a common scene in the area where I live. The artist wasn't telling a specific story. He provided the props, the mood, and the setting which allowed me to create my own story. Folks, this is what makes paintings sell. Bill said that in many of his videos. I want to sell my work, he often stated. Then he would show you how to add a cove to your painting, or how to add unique touches to your mountain peaks. Bill understood story from as early as his teenage years painting carriages in East Prussia. It sold art then, and it sells art today.